welcome Pastor Brown by saying amen and amen, all of us.
Amen. Indeed, yes, it's a long time. I have not been with you. It's so good to be in the presence of Apostolic Church of America, my friends, hallelujah, I bless your name. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings on behalf of New Divine Apostolic Church and my wife, Pastor Henry, Sister Henry, Pastor Diane, Sister Barbara, and all the deaconesses and all members of that body. You all are my friends. I welcome you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you to have me in your midst this morning. Hallelujah. I worship the King. I exalt you, Lord. The message has been, how long do I have, sir? How long do I can go on? I don't want to overdo it. You know, sometimes I have an hour. Should I go or half an hour? Just give me an idea. You know.
45 minutes.
Okay, sir. At least I know what I know how to go about it, sir. Please. Father, we thank you again. We worship you. We exalt you. We honor your name. And we just thank you, God, that you allow me to be in the presence of your people this morning again, and I can talk to your people. It is you who appointed me this morning to your servant, Pastor Henry, Lord God. And so I ask of you, Lord God, to let your anointing flow in me and through me. I ask God that you will crucify self and flesh will not be seen or heard, but that the word which you have given me, Lord God, I will give utterance to your people, and that you will give ears, that your people will hear and receive your word, Lord God. So when we leave this place today, we can say it was good for us to be here. Have your way with us now today, we pray. I tell you thanks and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, good morning. Good morning again to everyone. The message, the scripture have been read, and so I don't have to go back and read much of it. But my main topic this morning is verse 17, and this is where I'm going to emphasize a lot on this morning. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things, not something, but all things are become new. My brethren, when I look around and see what's happening in the body of Christ, I'm not seeing the churches operating as we are called to be new creature in Christ Jesus. The church forgot who we are and why we were called out. We were called out to set apart for God, to do the work of God. And today, I find that we lack that very much. The church is not doing what we have been called to do. And the scripture said, any man be in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things are become new. Hallelujah. I want to read something to you. If you are a believer, the word of God says that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. That means your whole life have been changed completely, completely revolutionized. things that you usually do, you do them no more.
Yes.
You have been changed completely.
Yes.
And so, do you really, what exactly does that mean? Do you realize that God literally produced a brand new race of human beings whenever he spiritually recreated the believing sinners? It cost God a whole lot to make me and you to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. If we were to put value on this, we could never ever to come up with a price.
Yes.
It cost God that God only begotten Son. He had to give up his only Son.
Yes.
And his Son came to earth, suffer, bled, and died. They humiliate him. They do everything that you could think of.
Yes.
They even brought a crown of thorn and put it on his head and mock a joke him from that thorn and blood begin to spew from his head.
Yes.
And every drop of that blood was for me and you, Lord. And we are acting as if our salvation, we go into Walmart or any store and buy our salvation today. When you look at Christians all the way they are living and take their salvation, it costs God a whole lot.
Oh, Lord.
And we are living as if it's nothing. The songwriter said, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sinners left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow.
Yes, sir.
Why should God give up his Son? No one else could have removed sin from mankind. Noah could not do it. Abraham could not do it. Elijah could not do it. Elisha could not do it.
No.
David could not do it. Moses could not do it. None of them, all of these prophets could not do it. Only God himself had to come down to earth to move sin from me in your life and call us a new creation. That's why we have been called a new creation. We are not any ordinary people. The Bible, Peter tells us that in First Peter 2, that you are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation.
Oh, God.
We are a nation. We are not just anybody walking up and down the street like we don't have no value. We are valuable to God because God paid a big price for us. And we walk around as if we are nobody and our salvation is nothing. Sometimes you don't know who is Christian from the world. Because we all look alike, we all talk alike, we all behave alike. Even in the church today, it is very hard to differentiate who is who. And look what God has done for me and you to bring us into fellowship with the Most High and Holy God, the Creator, the Giver, the Sustainer of life. Can you imagine God when he breathed breath into us? It was, yes, that was God do that because he just formed us out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed his breath of life. But when it comes to our salvation, it takes a whole lot.
Yes.
As I explained to you. So the Apostle Paul catch the vision.
Yes.
And he has to put it in pen and on pen and paper and said to us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, this whole man don't exist anymore.
That's right, yes.
You cannot walk around like you're the same man yesterday. No, you are changed. Somebody said to me the other day, have you ever seen a dead man get up out of a coffin and talk? No. We can. And we were dead in our sins and trespasses. And God quicken us, wake us up.
Bring us into
his marvelous light. So we can have fellowship with him. And we walking around like we are nobody. God is saying to us, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must live as a peculiar people. Do we understand who is a peculiar people?
Yes.
Somebody who are exceptional. Somebody who is different. And sometimes we want to say the Queen of England, but their lifestyle is so bad today. You can't even put them in those guys. We are far above these people when God looks at us.
Yes.
But the scriptures tell us that God is holy. And he said we must be holy as he is holy. So we're far above anyone else. We cannot compare anyone. We can only compare ourselves to God Almighty himself. And yet we don't see ourselves. The church is about time the church to rise up. Remember when thing there in John 3, Nicodemus sees something in Jesus, and he went to Jesus, and immediately Jesus said to him, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus could not fathom what Jesus was saying to him. And he used the word, can a man enter a second time into his mother's womb? And Jesus has to say, Nicodemus, you are a learned man. You are a learned man in Israel, and you don't understand when I tell you that you must be born again. Can you see the wind? You can feel it, but you can't see. You know which way it is coming from.
Yes.
Go and think on this thing, Nicodemus. You must be born again for any one of us to enter into the kingdom of God. And when you're born again, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. The scripture says, in 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, many a time, me and you forgive a lot of people, but we don't reconcile with them. We forgive them. But we don't reconcile with them. But God forgive us of our sin. That's one. And he reconciled with us. This is why Paul could write in Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God remove everything. Glory to God. God remove all our sins, our trespasses, and give us freedom to come in and to have fellowship with him this morning. So when we come together like this morning, don't be ashamed to open up your mouth and praise God. You should know what you're praising. Nobody should not be prompting anyone to praising God when you know where you want unto who you were, and God take you out of darkness and bring you into his marvelous light. He calls him a whole lot. So we should be just lifting up on that, glorifying God.
Hallelujah.
Because it brings that inhabit the praises of his people. We have been called to praise God. That is our purpose. We have been called out to praise God, to worship God, to exalt God, to glorify God, to be God of the best, a better way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You come to church and you have to beg people to lift up their hands. You have to beg people to say, praise the Lord. You have to beg people to give me a testimony. Every one of us should have a testimony. Every one of us should be able to lift our hands and say, glory to your name, Jesus. I worship you. I exalt you. I honor you. I bow before you. King of kings and Lord of lords, conquering lion of tribe of Judah. We worship the King of kings this morning.
Liberate the
Lord of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He washed away our sin. Once we were nobody, and he made us somebody now.
Thank you.
Today we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that?
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We need to get deep into the Word of God. We just take these things for granted, Black. When you read, when Ephesians 1 tells you that, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us all with spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You could not have asked for anything more from God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He has blessed us with anything that you can take up from God.
Yeah.
You lack nothing. Yeah. We lack nothing because we are the children of the Most High God. God provides everything. If you look back on Genesis, before God created man, God created every facilities for mankind before he created man.
Yes.
That's a great father. He made every necessity that human being could have think of and put that earth. Look at oil that man used. God knew that we'd have used gas and oil, and he put that in so many thousand years ago, and it never runs dry, because God cannot finish. Anything God made, don't finish. It's continue. And God call us as his children, and we don't realize that. Oh, glory to God. Something wrong with us these days, man. Church people have time to rise up and know who we are in Christ Jesus. That we are special. We are not no tail, we are the head. The scripture says we are the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Blessed. You know, we are living in a world that are very selfish, and we pick up all those things. They talk that me, give me, myself, and I. But the scripture deal with that us. We are not a single family. We are a family. We are a people of family. Think about something. You know, I preached a sermon just the first week, the first Sunday in this month. So it's a fresh thing in my spirit. New Divine wants a building.
Yes.
Apostolic Church of America wants a building. And God told us that we are a family. A burden I want you to penetrate this. When Jesus in John 17, I didn't read from a Bible or anything yet. John 17, he said to his father, Father, make them one as me and you are one. I want you to look deep into this.
Yes.
If I'm talking about New Divine Apostolic Church of America, that we should live as one, is speaking to the universal body of Christ.
Because he's speaking
to the family, the body that he represents. And you want to tell me of all the churches, these multi-billion dollar churches that have all these money, and they see us, and all of us is here doing what God have called us to do. Why should we suffering for lack of change? What they want us to do, go to the unjust man them to beg and ask for money, and they have so much money, and they can't carry those money with them neither. But you know what happened? If you go to them, they want you attached to them. We don't have to touch. And they will go to Israel. They will go to Africa. They will go to China, Russia, and spending millions of dollars. That's what they say. And we here, who are here doing the work of God and want to move forward with the work of God. And if you go to them, they want this, they want that, they want to know this. They want to know everything.
Yes.
And yet they are also called that we are family. And one day we all will be at one place.
Yes, yes.
One day we're supposed to be at one. I better use the word supposed to be at one place.
Yes.
Supposed to be at one place. And as according to the scripture, Israel lived out a family life. And earth, even though they have the ups and downs with God, many ups and downs. But if you hurt one, you hurt all.
Yes.
When they were together. And today the church are not united together.
No.
We are not, because we should not be struggling. They see one need to have a building, they should be able to say, yes, here's a check. Go and do this. Go and do that without any strings attached. That's a family. I show me and you have brothers and sisters. And when they come to you and say them need this, they need that, you give them and you help them and you send them away. That's what God is saying to us. That's how we are. You know, I'm saying this. You know that the brothers and sisters in Christ is more important than your biological brothers and sisters?
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, we will be living together in heaven, but we don't assure that our biological brother and sister will be in heaven with us.
Yes.
And we are not living in that fashion. We are not looking out for each other. We will find the church now in one year, one day, and everybody doing their own thing. While we should be living as brother, we should be able to have a network with you, and
yes,
we come together and can pray together. And whatever our needs, we can share the needs with the body, and the body said, yes, we will help you. That's what God called us to be. Because God not coming back on earth to be witnesses anymore. We are his witnesses on this earth. So that's why he called us out, and he planted various churches. So don't think that every church that just rise up, it rise up because of God involved in it. It cannot start without God started.
Yes.
God started. And if God started, God going to finish it. I believe that. This is why the scripture says God give us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
Because we reconcile with God, and we must reconcile with our brothers and sisters. And this is the scripture said, who is your neighbor? Everybody is a Christian neighbor.
Yes, sir.
And we are not living out the Christian life. So this morning I want to look at some scripture to show us how we live out this new creation life, and to live in love and in harmony, and all God go in depth to bring us to where we are this morning. I want you to look at Romans 6, my first scripture this morning. I have a couple of scripture You can ding a bell when you if you think I'm going over, because sometimes when the spirit, when it gets sweet, I don't even bother with the clapping. Roman 6:5. For if we have been planted together in the light, Romans 6:5, verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. That is telling us that if you are in Christ and you know you're planted with Jesus Christ, everything that Jesus does, it is through you why Jesus do it. That is why he came to earth. He came to save. He didn't came to condemn. John 3:16 said, he came not to condemn, but that through him all will be saved.
Yes.
And the scripture Paul is saying to us, before I go to Paul, there's another important thing that I don't know if many, you know, when Paul writes his even in the same Romans 5, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Yes. Paul was speaking to him very own self. Paul was around. The people don't even know that Paul was around while Jesus was going doing his ministry.
Yes.
Yeah. And Paul, if you look at it and us, the word use us. While we were yet sinner, Christ died for us. The Apostle Paul let us know that he was around. He was a sinner when Christ died. So here, he wrote here and said, for if we planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. So he's telling us, whatsoever you do, Christ, you will go in line up with Christ, because you're buried with him and you're planted with him and you're going to be in the resurrection life. Knowing this, that our whole man is crucified. This is why I said to you, dead man can't talk, dead man can't walk, dead man don't do anything or say anything, because you were crucified. And the Apostle Paul used the scripture in, I think it's in Galatians 2, somewhere about there, that I am crucified with Christ. Therefore, I no longer live. And the life which I now live, I live by faith through the Son of God, who first loved me and gave his life for me. So that means we were all dead in our sins and trespasses. So whatever we do now, we must do it because of Jesus Christ. Because we are bought with a price. We all are bought with a price. Peter let us know that. Not with any corrupted things, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Knowing this, that our whole man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So when we come to Christ and Christ washed us in our precious blood, he washed away our sin. We sing this song about the blood. Is it the blood? He has washed away all our sin. The precious blood of Jesus have washed away all our sin. And we know that too. We know that. And why don't we live according to the scripture? It is not hard if we do what the scripture said we must do. It's only hard when we are living against what the scripture is saying to us that we must do. That's the time it becomes hard. For he that is dead is free from sin. That means when we confess our sin to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are free. We are free because he washed, we dead, and he buried us. And we're right. This is what baptism defect, not defect, secure to us that we're buried in Christ in the world and yes. rise up a new creature.
Yes. Yes.
Rise
yes.
a new creature. We buried our sin, and when we come out, it's baptism don't yes. save us. It doesn't yes. save us. You have to save before you're baptized. Please understand Amen. That. Amen. Yes. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we've been dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
With him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's yes. all about faith. It's all yes. about faith. We have yes. to walk with Jesus Christ in faith, because the scripture said, without faith, it is impossible. To please God, yes. and they that come yes. to God must believe that yes. He is God, yes. and that He is a rewarder to them that yes. diligently yes. seek Him. Yes. And the yes. scripture said, if you seek me, you shall find yes. me, and I will show you great and mighty things. Yes. Things that
Amen.
We don't
know. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Blessed
Hallelujah.
Be your name. Thank Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, died no more. There are no more dominion over him. So there don't have no more dominion over me and you. These are things we must understand. Death is our transportation to bring us on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just move from life to life.
Hallelujah.
From life
to life. Please Hallelujah.
Yeah. You have to go deep as that. This is where Paul, when he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Oh, glory to God.
Glory,
Jesus,
glory.
We love you. We exalt your name, Jesus. You came and you delivered us. Out of the bondage.
Yes.
One of my favorite quotes today is that God have delivered me out of the powers of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Because if God didn't send his Son, me and you could never be delivered.
Yes.
Could never be delivered. And he have delivered us now. And that means that we must walk with him. The scripture also said, John, I just go and run into because I know time slipping away at the brother's Peter. The scripture also said that we can walk in darkness and said we have fellowship with God. John 1.
Yes.
If we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He, God, is in the light. We can have fellowship one with another because what? The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. God has done so much, for me and you that we can be in fellowship with him again. So much. Because when Adam fallen, it was a big falling up. Because we lost fellowship from God completely.
Yes.
And it's Christ has to come back now to bring us into fellowship to God. That's why when I go to Romans 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And there was no peace which have done with it.
Hallelujah.
It brings us back into fellowship.
Yes,
and God sees us in heavenly places. We can sit down with Christ anytime with him and talk with him and commune with him and fellowship with him and reason with him and tell him all about our business.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We worship you, Jesus.
Yes,
I said, it's just a pit, a slip away path. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth, he liveth unto God. Hallelujah. I want to look at Romans 8, because that's where I want to point out some serious scripture there for the new creation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Man, it cost God a whole lot, my brothers and sisters, to bring you to where we are now.
Yes.
It cost him a lot. Because as if you look down the line, all of us know, all of the prophets and all of them could not have done nothing for me and you. The law could not have done it. Moses couldn't do it. As good as Moses was, as good as David, Elijah, Elisha, all of them were very good. Remember, even the Apostle Paul thought he was doing good. And when Jesus Christ threw him down, he realized that he's nothing. All that he have, he said, I call it dung. They value nothing. They value nothing to what the Lord God have done, Jesus Christ have done for him. Amen. The man so glad and appreciative what the Lord Jesus have done. And he was going there to destroy Jesus. But Jesus opened his eyes. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
He was going to destroy Jesus. And Jesus turned him around and opened his eyes to the truth. He has to kill him first and burn him again. He too has to be born. Glory, my brethren. When I'm doing this, I enjoy myself.
Enjoy yourself. Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. There's no dull moment with God. No dull moment.
No.
All right, look at Romans 8 and 6 now. For to be carnally minded is death.
Yes.
So you can't carnally minded and walk with God. Yes, you will go to heaven, but you don't have nothing and you don't enjoy. You don't enjoy nothing on this earth. You will cut up. You have carnal Christians. But you don't enjoy nothing. James said, for to be carnally minded is death, because the wages of sin is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So we can't walk contrary to God and expect you to get this and to get that. And every day I see people coming and tell you, pray for this. This is happening. I tell you, we have to check deep in our life. How are we living? Check ourselves. I'm not going to say everything done. But at times we must take a deep check in our life. That when you go to God, you don't have to be going with any doubt. Any doubt whatsoever, because God is true to his word. God's word is true than the money that you have in the bank. I can tell you that God's word is true than you know that you have the next breath of breath. Whatever God said is true. I believe in the word of God. I stand on the word of God. And if it don't come true for me, well, God know. But I'm not going to look back, because God's word is true. And so then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So if you're walking in the flesh, as I quote the scripture, you cannot please God. You can't have fellowship with God. You are walking contrary, just like you have a child. And if that child is disobedient to you, you're not child in wrath at all time. Because most of you want to be keep flagging him. And all you're talking to him, that child is not responding. So sometimes you also just left him. And it's so God treats us sometimes until you come to your own senses.
Amen.
You understand? But look at 9 now. But you are not in the flesh. So we are not ought to behave like the flesh, man. Because him take us out of that situation. And his spirit is living inside of us. So why should we walk contrary when the spirit of God is indwell us? God himself living inside of me and you. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Oh, glory.
Yes. Glory, yes. Glory, glory.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Glory to God. So if the spirit of Christ is not in you, then you are not of God. So we have a lot of people going around that they say they are Jesus, Jesus, but the spirit of God not dwelling in them. And even John, the apostle, John in 1st and 2nd, I think he's in both 2nd John, tell you that we have these type of people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of people say Jesus, Jesus, but they are not Jesus. Mm-hmm. And even Jesus himself tells us about that. We shall know them by their fruits of their behavior and such. And Ken, tell us now, this is coming down to a scripture that you can shout. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. You heard that though. But the spirit is alive because of righteousness. So the spirit, because Christ come in you now, sin dead inside of you now. But the spirit is alive, the spirit of God. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Yes.
But the spirit is life because of righteousness. So that means if we are living according to the scripture, the spirit of God is alive in us. And we don't have to be a wonder if you said, did somebody might tell me to go down the street. No, you know that it's the spirit tell you to walk down the street because you are in line. The spirit of God is in tune with you and you are in tune with the spirit. So you don't have to wonder who is talking to you about your mind. No, you know it is the spirit is telling you what to do because you have been controlled by the spirit of God. You have been directed by the spirit of God. And see what Dylan said now. But listen to this now. This is where the church don't pick up this piece of scripture at all now yet. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Can you imagine that, Pastor and Pastor Fiona and all the brethren? Think about God could have used another spirit, another something. Yes. And God is showing to us, I'm not a partial God.
Yes.
The same spirit that lifted up his son out of the grave. This is something that it is so heavy. Shout is so heavy and deep. The same spirit. Think about it.
Yeah.
If you go to King's, the way you call it, the White House or any of the house, them are the King's house. them not going to put me in your certain seat and certain category. No. They're not going to put me on you around certain table with certain officials.
No.
But Jesus, but God Almighty, the same spirit.
Hallelujah.
The same spirit that lifts up his son. Oh, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. The same spirit. You know, when I meditate upon, this is so deep that I don't have word to express this verse of scripture. It is so deep, my brothers and sisters, to think about it. The God who built the heaven, created the heaven, taught call into being, spoke and came out of God, come on, that it stood fast. Think about the sun, the moon, and the rain, and all these things, the things that you have done. Push back the water and Israel walk on dry land. Put clear from Pharaoh and turn red and lice and think all of these miracles God did. But the spirit that he could have done something to lift me, and he said the same spirit.
The same spirit.
Can lift Jesus is indwelling me and you. Oh, God.
Yes, sir.
I sure none of these men have valor today would make me and him son be on the same level in anything if I go near them. And God Almighty, that same spirit that lift up his son is dwelling in me and you. This is showing how God loved us with an everlasting love, a love that has no end. Glory to God. We cannot express, there's no word to express the love that God has for me and you.
Yes.
The same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I worship you, Lord. I exalt you. I glorify your name, Jesus. I magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you came and you gave life. You didn't come to condemn. You come to give life and to give it much more abundantly. We praise your name this morning, Lord. We worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. So he went on to say, therefore, brethren, we are no more debtor, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. When we catch this vision now, why should we walk and do things that is contrary now to God? Think about that now. Think about, why should you go and do things now that is totally contrary to God? Then when you know these things, so the Apostle Paul saying to us, therefore, brethren, we are debtor not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God loved us with everlasting love. And love that has no end. We bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Daddy.
Abba.
Daddy, I'm hungry, Daddy. I need a Rolls Royce, Daddy. I'm here. Hallelujah. You have a relationship. You see, when we have that close relationship with God, you can go in and talk to him at any time.
Anytime.
And he's always there, ready to hear from his child. You see, Jesus, just like Jesus was standing every day looking out for the prodigal. God is always there, waiting for us, looking for us to come and tell him what we need. He already knows our desire.
Yes.
You know, we don't need to carry a supermarket bag and things. So God already knows our need. This is why the scripture said, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything will be added to us. So all God is asking to us is to be obedient to him and his word. And nothing you will lack up. We will lack nothing.
Yes.
Nothing we will lack.
Amen.
And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So you don't have to question yourself who you are. You know who you are. You know, you have Christian that walking around, and when you meet them, you witness and you say to them, are you sure that you're going to heaven? I may not know that. Oh, you may know that. And yet you say, oh, my goodness. You see, when they are not walking accordingly, when you're walking accordingly, you don't have to guess that word is in you all the while. You can know who you are and where you stand. And another thing I get out of the sermon the other day, I share it too, that sometimes we pray in these long prayers. We don't need these long drawn out prayers. You just go direct and tell the Father what you need.
Yes, Lord. What is it you need?
Go to him. And just tell the Father what we need. Just go straight up. We go and sometimes we act like, you remember these false prophets with Elijah, that Elijah had to say to them, you see, like your God gone to sleep. Go wake him up. Sometimes we ask him, we ask him like our God gone to sleep, and we want to wake him up with his long drying out and we're beating and going. No, God is not deaf. He hears us. We just go to him and talk to him with the assurance and tell him what we need.
Know that if he hears us.
We don't, you know, we're going around like we're not a child of the Most High God. So when we go, we have to keep this long, like I think Pastor going to share this around. Somebody wants to go to a man to borrow a tool. And when he go there, he might talk to Mr. John, and he might talk to Mr. John. And somebody just come and say, Mr. John, let me your trouble now. And the man says, Peter, go take it. And, yeah, and the man, you know, Mr. John, that's why they come up.
Be specific.
The man go direct. The man come and go direct and get what he wants. You're standing there going around. And he gets done gone and you stay and you get nothing. You know? So we have to be serious about this, the God that we serve.
Discover God.
We serve a big and mighty God, a great God, one who loved us, one who cares for us, one who is interested in our fear, one who knows everything, because we can't hide from him. The psalmist said, if I should take the uttermost parts of the sea or wherever, and God is there.
Amen.
So we can't hide. So why we can't hide from man and you can't hide from God? And as a believer, all we have to do is just live honest before God. Do the best. I said, I'm not going to tell you I'm perfect, but I'm doing my best to live to the best of my ability. Do everything to please God. So that when I go to him, I don't have to be a worried or that. And I always make myself clear, God, forgive me of my sin. Because I know my very heart sin before God. Because, again, I don't like the word not perfect, but I know sometimes, even in my prayer, the devil brings various negativity in your thoughts, and you have to be rebuking. So, you know, you ask God forgiveness, and you go to him, and you tell him what you desire. And the great God of heaven, your father, your daddy, your papa, Abba,
glory,
will give us the desire of our heart.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop right there this morning. I got plenty more, but I see the clock moving away. I got other scripture I'd like to read, but some other time. If I was before you senior life, it would be much more enjoyable. But the day is coming when God gonna give you your desire of a firm believer. And I just looking for that day, and that God will give me life that I will be able to join with you and to celebrate with you in a sanctuary that God will give you all. That I can say, yes, I was one who was praying and asking God to give Apostolic Church of America this sanctuary where they can spread their wings out and do your work and do the work which you have called them to be, Lord God. And so let me close by, I don't know if there's one online this morning who have not known the Lord Jesus Christ, who may be not a new creature in the Lord. You have a zeal for the Lord, but you don't reach there yet. Here's the opportunity for you this morning, that you can come and accept Christ as your personal Savior.
Yes.
I am not going to bring it out. You can, wherever you are, I will just pray a sinner prayer. And God, if such a person is online this morning, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Spirit of God will reach out now, because your word will not return to you void. It must accomplish all that it ought to accomplish. I pray, dear God, that you will minister to such spirit this one, such one, that heart, that stony heart that you have changed with your word this morning will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and begin to walk in newness and in holiness of your word. I say thanks and I give you praise for that individual who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ today as their personal Savior. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And amen.